Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study on things to come, the next prophetic events on God's calendar. In particular, we'll begin to study the period called the Tribulation. But before we begin today, as always, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray you bless our study on the Tribulation today. Help us to see the things that we need to see and understand and learn. Father, I pray that you'd use your word as it goes out today for your honor and glory. I pray that you'd encourage the saint of God to go on for thee, to continue to serve thee faithfully and live for you, Lord. And we just pray for the lost soul today that's never trusted in Jesus Christ's shed blood to pay for the penalty of their sins and to give them a home in heaven. Father, we just, again, want to thank you for this time you've allotted us this day. We pray and we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our goal in this lesson is simply to give an overview of a period of time most commonly called the Tribulation. If we were to make an extensive study on this subject, we would be studying it for a long, long time. This lesson would be longer than all of the others combined. And what I do is I want to encourage you to study this subject further using this lesson to get you started. So far, we have spoken about prophetic events connected with only the Christian. We've looked at the rapture. We've talked about the new glorified body that the Christian's going to receive at the rapture. We've looked at the judgment seat of Christ, where all Christians will stand before Jesus Christ. And the base of the judgment is not salvation, because that's already been taken care of. Because only the saved are going to appear before this judgment seat of Christ. But we're going to be judged for what we've done for Christ after we got saved. And then, of course, last time we ended our study on the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now we will talk about a time of wrath on the earth called the Tribulation. And thank God the Christian will not be involved in it. Amen. We will not be on this earth while the Tribulation is going on. You see, all the saved will leave this earth in the rapture and will be at the marriage supper of the Lamb while the Tribulation is happening on the earth. Now, the first main point of our study is entitled The Titles for the Period. The Titles for the Period. If anyone were going to make a study on the period, it would be necessary to know the titles that are used in the Bible to refer to the Tribulation. The first title is The Day of the Lord. The Day of the Lord. Now, this is the most common name for this period, and is found throughout both the Old and New Testaments. I'm going to give you some examples, some references. And I hope that you have a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil to write these down, because it's very important for you to go back and look up these Bible references. Again, we're looking at the titles for the period of this time called the Tribulation. It's referred to by different titles. The first title is The Day of the Lord. And here are the references. First, the first reference is found in Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2 in verse 12. In fact, let's turn there to Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2 with me. Again, I said that the Day of the Lord is a title for the tribulation used in both the Old and New Testaments. In Isaiah chapter 2, and in verse number 12, we read, "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low." So we see it's going to be a humbling time for some folks, amen? Then in Isaiah chapter 13, Isaiah chapter 13, in verse number 6 and verse 9, howl ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Isaiah 13, verse 9. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinner thereof out of it. Thank God we're not going to be there, Christian, on the earth during this time called the tribulation. Look with me also in the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 30, Ezekiel chapter 30, in verse number 3, "For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near, a cloudy day. It will be the time of the heathen." And then in Jeremiah, chapter 46, Jeremiah chapter 46, in verse number 10, we read, "For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries, and the sword shall devour, and it shall be satiate and make drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts hath a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates." Let me give you two more Old Testament references. We won't turn there, but let me give them to you. Joel chapter 1. Verse 15, Joel chapter 1, verse 15, and then also the book of Amos, the prophet Amos, chapter 5, verse 18. Again, Amos 5, 18. Now let's look at some New Testament references to the day of the Lord. The first one is in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5. In 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, look with me in verse number 2. We read, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." And then 2 Peter. 2 Peter with me. In chapter 3, verse number 10. "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." So again, we're looking at the tribulation, and we're looking at some titles for this period called the tribulation. The first title we just looked at was the Day of the Lord. There are several others. Another one is, the second one would be the Day of God's Vengeance. The Day of God's Vengeance. And let's turn to Isaiah chapter 34. Isaiah chapter 34. In Isaiah chapter 34, Look with me, if you would, in verse number 8. Isaiah 34, verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And then notice Isaiah chapter 63. Isaiah chapter 63, beginning in verse 1 down to verse 6. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in the righteousness, mighty to save. And of course, we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel and thy garments, like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepresses alone of the people. There was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury. Their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will be stained all my garments. So here we have the Lord's picture, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. His garments are stained with the blood of his enemies. Verse 4, here it is. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury is upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger, and make them drink in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. So again, a second title of this period called the Tribulation is the Day of God's Vengeance. It's also referred to, another title of the tribulation, is referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble. The time of Jacob's trouble. And we need to turn to Jeremiah chapter 30, in verse number 7. And we read in Jeremiah 30, verse 7, alas. Notice that exclamation point after the word alas. For the day is great, so that none is like it. There's never going to be a period like the tribulation on this earth. Never, ever, until then. Again, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. And of course, we know Jacob was given the name Israel. Amen. Another title referred to the tribulation is the 70th week. The 70th week. We won't turn to that there, but you can find the 70th week mentioned there in Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. So we're looking at the titles for this period called the Tribulation. We saw it's called, referred to as the Day of the Lord, the Day of God's Vengeance, the Time of Jacob's Trouble, and the 70th week. And it's also called, another title for the tribulation is referred to as the time of the end. The time of the end. Look at in Daniel chapter 12 with me. Daniel chapter 12. In Daniel chapter 12, we want to look at verse number 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Another title for the tribulation is referred to as the great day of his wrath. The great day of his wrath. Turn to Revelation with me, chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, in verse number 17. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Nobody. Amen. Then it's also referred to, the tribulation, this period called the tribulation, another title, is the hour of his judgment. The hour of his judgment. Looking in Revelation chapter 14. Verse number 7, we read this. Saying with a loud voice, Fear God, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. So we see then another title for the tribulation is the hour of his judgment. We also see this period of the tribulation called the indignation. The indignation. Let's turn to Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. In verse number 20. We read, Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee, and hide thyself as it were for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. Also we see it referred to as the indignation in Isaiah chapter 34, verse number 2. Isaiah chapter 34, verse number 2. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He hath utterly destroyed them. He hath delivered them to the slaughter. So again, another title of this period that we know as the tribulation is the indignation. A further title for this period called the tribulation is the overspread of abominations. The overspread of abominations. Looking in Daniel, the prophet Daniel with me. In Daniel chapter 9. It's in that same Daniel chapter 9 that we have the 70th week, which is another title for the tribulation. But look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. We read, And he shall confirm the covenant with money for 1 week. In the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblations to cease. And for, here it is, the overspreading of abominations. He shall make it desolate even until the consummation that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So then we see another title of the tribulation is the overspread of abominations. It's also referred to, the tribulation, another title, is the day of trouble. The day of trouble. Looking in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel 12, 1, we read, And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered every one that shall be found written in the book. Amen. A time or a day of trouble is another name for the tribulation. We see it also referenced that way in the book of Zephaniah. Zephaniah with me. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. We read, "The great day of the Lord is near, it is near and hastened greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. The day is a day of wrath." Here it is. "A day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness." Then in verse 16, it says, "A day of the trumpet and alarms against the fenced cities and against the high towers." I don't know about you, my dear friend, but I'm glad that I'm not going to be on this earth during the tribulation, amen. Let's look at the last title here that I want to mention. Of course, the tribulation. Looking in Matthew 24, we're going to see it's mentioned as the tribulation. And of course, we know that the tribulation is a seven-year period. But we also know that the last 3.5 years of the tribulation is going to be referred to as the Great Tribulation. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 24. And of course, Matthew 24, the context of that chapter is the tribulation. But Matthew 24 and verse number 21. Matthew 24, verse 21, we read, "For then shall be great tribulation, such it was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be." So there's never been a period of time like it's going to be during the tribulation on this earth. Then in verse 29, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heavens, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken." Now, again, we've looked at some titles for the period that's known as the tribulation. Let me just give them again to you. We saw one title was the Day of the Lord. Another title, the Day of God's Vengeance, the Time of Jacob's Trouble, the 70th Week, the Time of the End, the Great Day of the Wrath, the Hour of His Judgment, the Indignation, the Overspread of Abominations, Day of Trouble, in the Tribulation and the Great Tribulation. Now, knowing these titles will help you in your personal study of the period called the Tribulation. We will use the last title for the reference to this time, the Tribulation. Throughout the remainder of this lesson, we will call this period the Tribulation Period. Now that we know the titles of this period, let's move on to the purpose of the tribulation. The purpose of the tribulation. So that's the main point number two of our study, is the purpose of the tribulation. Well, the purpose of the tribulation is to prepare Israel for her Messiah. Now, this is the primary purpose of the tribulation, is to prepare Israel for her Messiah. Turn with me first to Ezekiel chapter 20, And we want to look in Ezekiel chapter 20 at verses 37 and 38. We read, "And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord." Now he's talking about Israel here. God is talking about Israel. "I will pass you," referring to Israel, "to pass under the rod." Now, turn also to Zechariah. The book of Zechariah, chapter 13. And we want to look at verses 8 and 9 of Zechariah 13. And we read, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried." And of course, that's Israel. Amen. The remnant, amen, that are believing on the Lord, amen. He's going to refine them as silver is refined. He's going to try them as gold is tried. "They," referring to Israel, that remnant there, "shall call on my name, and I will hear them, and I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God." Then look in Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12 with me. In Daniel chapter 12, looking in verse number 1. "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people." The children of thy people are Israel. "And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." See, we see Michael the archangel is connected with Israel. And then finally, Malachi chapter 3, verse 3. Malachi 3, verse 3. "And he shall sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness." Amen. Praise the Lord for that. He's going to refine them and purify Israel. You know, there's no doubt that the tribulation will affect everyone on the earth as it unfolds. It is called the 70th week, and that is a seven-year period that God promises to deal primarily with the Jews. So we're looking at our second main point on our study on the tribulation, the purpose of the tribulation. And we saw the primary purpose of the tribulation is to prepare Israel for her Messiah. And we read some verses in the Old Testament that speak to that. And we'll continue to look at the purpose of the tribulation when we continue next time on the Pastor Study. Until we meet again, this is Brother Gino Cassieri saying, "May God richly bless you," is my prayer, and good day.